Time is 8:07. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. At our studios on East Wausau Avenue, sunny skies, temperature stands at 60 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up on the program in just a few minutes, about, 7.5 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik for our weekly Wisconsin sports segment. This time around, bi-weekly, because I was not around last week, so we'll talk about what's going on. It's been a very exciting time for the Milwaukee Brewers. No boring games for the crew recently. And they get set for a big weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds, the first-place Cincinnati Reds. Also, we know pretty much how the Milwaukee Bucks will look when they get back to action this fall. Free agency has led to not many changes at this point for the Bucks, but we'll talk about what the Bucks have done as well coming up in the next few minutes. Again, Paul Miklik coming up at 8:15 here this morning. Also coming up during the program, it's always a fun day when I get a chance to talk a little bit about Ron Johnson. And later on, we'll talk about Johnson. And it's actually, it is a hybrid story. It's sports, politics, world relations, and a whole bunch more as Ron Johnson is getting involved in the merger of the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV Golf Series. And as one would expect when it comes to Ron Johnson, it feels like the priorities are not exactly where they should be. What should the priorities be when you're dealing with an entity such as the Saudi government? It should not be whether or not the rules of golf are being properly enforced on a professional golf tour. But that's the way it is with Ron, and we'll discuss that a little bit later on as well. And also another elected official from our state, U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher has been a Republican who has been spoken about as a potential candidate for the United States Senate seat currently held by Tammy Baldwin. Up to this point, Gallagher has said no, he's not going to run for the Senate. He's going to stay in the House as he is now chairing a committee involving China. Mike Gallagher is trying to, I think, make some political points as the leader on this China committee. He is the chairman of the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. It seems like pretty much a layup to make himself look good, battling against the Chinese communists. Well, Mike Gallagher is talking about Barbie. Yeah, there is apparently a scene in the upcoming Barbie movie that purportedly includes a cartoon map depicting China claiming disputed territory in the South China Sea. It is a cartoon map in the Barbie movie that Mike Gallagher is trying to make some political hay on. I mean, can't we be serious once in a while? Just a little bit. Once in a while, be serious. But again, when it comes to politics these days, it's all about scoring points. And so much of that has to do, I think, with the 24-hour news cycle. I'm going to talk a little bit about those issues within a bigger framework a little bit later on in the program as well. So, again, great to be a Friday heading towards the weekend. Weather-wise, it looks like it will be a very pleasant day. Starting off with some sunshine, we expect some clouds to come in later in the day, but a high reaching 78 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 57. And then for the weekend, a slight chance of showers. Again, we're still way behind in terms of where we stand in precipitation and in rain. Only a 30% chance of showers tomorrow afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny. A high of 76, a 20% chance of showers tomorrow night, a low of 51, and then a sunny day on Sunday and a high reaching 80. Again, right now in Wausau, temperature stands at 60 degrees. The time is 8:12. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and talk some Wisconsin sports. We'll be talking to Paul Micklick coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 8:16, 60 degrees, sunny skies here as we start off our Friday morning. And haven't forgotten, even though missed last week, but every Friday get a chance to talk some Wisconsin sports. It's very nice to see Paul Micklick coming on in.
It's good to be back. I was actually... You know, you were pretty, maybe you talked about during the course of the week, but you were close from not being here. You know, that you could retire.
It's frustrating because I had a 93% chance of winning that hand, and if I won that hand, I was on my way.
You were in the top 20.
I haven't talked about it on the air, but I'll probably mention it later. But, you know, it would have been, you know, it was like 14 hours into the day. It was going really well, and all I needed was that, and I would have been like, you know, it started with 4,300, it was down to like 600, and I would have had a big stack, and it's like, crap.
You would have been going in the next day, you would have been definitely in the top 20.
I would have been in the top 70. I would have looked at it. I mean, it depends on how the last 15 minutes have gone, but there were a few other big stacks as well. It would have been roughly in the top 60.
60? Okay. I figured that you would have been close, maybe the 25, the 25 range, into the next day.
But the point is, it's like, you know, you've been there where you're competing, and it's like you feel like you put yourself in position, and then just a little bad luck, and it's like, but it was still fun.
Yeah,
it was good to compete.
You know? Well, it was good because that first day that you were out quicker than
I was my mistake because you shouldn't just jump in because I went out there and I jumped in the first morning I was there and it's like I didn't do anything wrong. It was just, you know, bad. It just didn't go
bad
well.
Bad luck that day.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was, you know, obviously there's good people there as well, but sometimes you need a little time just to put your feet in the water, get used to the temperature.
And lathered up, right? Don't they say as a running back, you got to get lathered up?
You don't just throw it into the deep end and expect to swim, but no, it was fun. But, and I know that unlike myself, you guys won a trophy that weekend. I know it's not, I know it's off season, but at the same time, you know, what was it Lombardi said that, you know, winning is not a some of the time thing. It's an all the time thing, or doing well, or performing to your best of your ability. So if you're out there, you may as well do the job, right? And you had a little thing.
Correct. But that, it goes to anything like in life. I think it's the whole process of doing it with a new crew, doing it with a different and having some fun and enjoying things. Just like you got to enjoy, you know, you're playing your cards on vacation and now you're back. I can tell you're refreshed and ready to go. It's a process. So, and Oshkosh put a good tournament on and they wanted to be big and have some fun with it. So it was definitely a good day.
Do you feel like you and the boys are getting lathered up as we get into July, getting closer and closer to start of practice in a few weeks, and of course the start of the season.
You literally. I come in here on a Friday, and I was hoping that we'd be happy. You're putting the summer to bed already. Just because you're off on vacation doesn't mean that the summer's over.
It's time to get back to work here. Time to start to look forward. I tell you, because there's nothing better than on a Friday or a Saturday being out at a high school football game. Come on.
Well, there is. I'm not disagreeing with you.
But I know you've said in the past as well that you know you have to at this time, do the good things that other parts of life. And then, of course, it will come. It will come next month. It comes early, you know.
It comes quick. It comes quick. And if you don't enjoy it, again, I'm big on the process of
don't
life.
Don't take shortcuts. Don't look ahead to, you know, October, November. You got to stay in July.
Stay in July and stay in here.
Do what you're going to do.
And then have the Brewers make us work for everything we get.
I tell you. And since we were back 2 weeks ago, the Brewers hit the road the same time I hit the road. They were on the road for a week and a half and had a good road trip. I think it was 7-3 on that road trip. And then they came back and had four exciting games against the Cubs. I tell you, if you were a ticket holder this week at American Family Field, you had a lot of fun because each of those games.
Well, if you were a ticket holder, you sold your tickets to Chicago fans.
Well, I was going to say that as well because yesterday I said on the air because we had a clip when the Cubs took the lead in the ninth inning of Wednesday's game. And it sounded like Wrigley Field. And it annoys me. And I know that we went to see the Brewers and the Cubs a couple of years ago. I don't even like going to see the Brewers and the Cubs in Milwaukee because even you're walking in, you see all these, you know, idiots wearing their Cubs jerseys and Cubs hats, and then they get inside. It's like, but man, I mean, it is so annoying hearing anytime the Cubs do anything good, how loud that park gets.
It was pretty crazy during that series to hear
and
how
the Cubs
loud.
Suck.
I mean,
600-500. So I mean, that sucks to me.
They're
that's
they're,
because they're a terrible division where they can actually see first place doesn't mean that they don't suck.
Correct. Well, and for what they probably put into the team, they probably are expecting a little bit more than what they're getting. I would think.
Did you hear about David Ross complaining about the rough?
He was also complaining about the umps being and again, these guys, you could sit through a game, and there's probably one out of three games you can say that they missed quite a few. I mean, I don't know if that thing's accurate that's on there, but you know, are we going to the robots era that we're just going to, you know, managers should be robots and umpires should be robots. I mean, because managers, if everything is about no gut feeling anymore.
Analytics.
Everything's about analytics.
I hate analytics.
Then why do we even have players?
AI. Just make an AI manager.
Yes. Really? I'm serious.
No, put it in there. AI manager.
Save a lot of money. I mean, if that's what we're going to do. I mean, because I thought there was a couple situations during the course of the week that I thought we could have went with a reliever a little longer and not worry about the matchup as much and things like that. But the good thing is the Brewers are scoring some runs lately and doing it without just the long ball.
Yesterday, I was reading about Freddie Peralta, and of course, he pitched yesterday. He had 10 Ks, hit 99, and it was all this stuff. Bottom line is 5 2/3 innings with 3 earned runs is not superstar stuff. I sometimes have the priorities. Oh, he hit 99, he had 10 Ks. Well, I mean, I understand he gave up the two runs in the sixth. Up to then, he was really, really
well, because he walked the first guy.
I know, exactly. It's like, come on, let's not get wrapped up because he hit 99 on the gun. I don't know, maybe...
They were talking about after the game when they were saying how... Council was saying how great he was. I'm thinking to myself, is that a good outing?
I mean, if you look at the ERA for the game, I mean, three runs in six innings is 4.5. So three runs in five and a third is close to five runs. That's not good.
Well, look at his overall ERA.
I know, it's like...
I don't think his overall ERA is that high. Right. I mean, is that low?
So
I mean...
So he's a, you know, he's got incredible stuff... But like you would remind me all the time.
Manny Parra
had great stuff, but...
Bush has great stuff, too. I mean, where is he right now?
I know. It's like you're exactly right, where, you know, the ball can, you know, move around. You have some great pop, but at the end of the day, what are the results?
Get me guys out.
Exactly.
I mean, that's... And they always talk about that, getting guys out. So I don't understand where the analytics come back. It goes back to analytics. Like, where... Get guys out. Get... They're 17th. They had that yesterday. They're 17th in starting pitching and 17th in the relievers. How are they? And their offense can't be top 20. So how are they even in, like, fighting for first place this weekend?
Well, apparently there's an article today that I was looking at this morning that, well, Christian Yelich is now a superstar again. I think that's a little ahead of the curve. Yeah, he had a great series against Chicago. He's had moments.
He's been very good in June.
But he's had. Yeah, but I mean, up until then, again, it wasn't like he was, you know, knocking the cover off the ball all season long. Let's let it cook a little bit. What do they call it? They always say let Russ cook over in Seattle. Let's let it cook a little bit before we start saying that he's back to an MVP level. Because I mean, he's been well. He's doing.
Are you talking like me now? Because I was listening to Dan Needles, and he's retired, but he was on Spectrum, and he was saying, hey, you know, let's not get excited about Yelly because he's just doing what he's supposed to do. He's getting paid a lot of money to do what he does. And that's a comment that I would say.
You're saying it right now. I laughed a little bit because Yelich yesterday after the game was quoted, and apparently one of the media people asked him about comparing himself to back when he was, you know, winning, you know, MVPs and whatever in 2019. And he goes, a few people told me that today. I thought, people, who told you that, Yelich? Who is the people told you look like 2019? People. but the bottom line is, I mean, obviously the offense has picked up. During the course, I mean, last weekend in Pittsburgh had 11 runs, 11-8 win, I think, on Saturday. During the road trip, that was a great road trip. And then here against Chicago, where, you know, they came from behind by three and four runs in the eighth inning to win one, and then should have won the other one. They lost in extra innings. The offense is starting to pick up just a little bit.
Well, the top of the order with him and Kateris has been doing pretty good lately and having some clutch hits more than anything. But you drop that down, and then Miller does his thing, and he's doing okay. But, man, they still got some – they're just scrappy guys. I mean, yesterday Yelich walked, stole second, gets the third on the air, then they fly out and they get a run. I mean, how many times do you don't see without a hit them getting that many runs? And they're doing those little things that are a much better than they were before. I think that's literally the difference. I don't think they're hitting – I honestly don't think they're hitting. Take a look at those averages.
Well, I'm looking at the run production again. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're getting,
but they're doing it a different way.
Yes, but
the way that I don't think they want to do it that way. I'm going to be honest with you, Chad.
Well, at least they're showing some flexibility.
They are. You're right. They're throwing, but let's be honest here, Chad. They were built. The analytics say get a guy on first to hit a home run. That's what the analytics say.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's what they live by.
I know.
And the thing is, they're realizing they can't live by that.
Right.
They're stealing bases. They're doing things that are not analytics are saying is correct.
Like bunting in the 10th inning. Which, again, if you have a chance to win a game, bunt them. Yes. I mean, let's take it all the way. Let's throw out the analytics book and take it all the way.
Yes.
You know, that's the bottom line. Cincinnati, now they got Cincy this weekend. Cincy's been red hot again. They've, I think, 7 of 8. Since he's up by two, and then after the All-Star break, they go to Cincinnati, six games in a row. I mean, obviously, you know, it's July. We're just past the midway point, but you don't want to go 1-5 in the next six games.
No, you don't want to go 1-5. I mean, the reality of it is I could see that it going 3-3, and we'll probably be sitting here
right where
we are. My guess would be, and I would hope that they would line it up that we can get our aces going against, you know, going against them coming out of the break right away and try to set that up, because I think these games are important. If you go 5-1 or something like that, now you're making some hay and you're moving up the ladder, because there is starting to get separation now between those two and the rest of those three.
Right.
And you want to continue that momentum. You go 3-3, those other teams could come back a little bit.
That's why it would be nice to get 3 or 4 against Chicago. Just to get that little bit, two extra games. You want to get them in the rearview mirror. You want it to be a two-team race as early as possible. You like, basically, it would be the way I look at it, a two-team race if you get it to 10 games. You know, then it's really tough when you get down to 40, 50 games to go in the season. So, again, it's like 6 games against the Cubs right now. So, it would have been close to 8. So again, let's get that killer instinct.
Well, you want to by that August 1st trade deadline, you want them to be sellers, not buyers.
Do you think the Brewers are going to be active?
I think at this point in time,
I guess you could say one two ways. Are they going to be active for a normal Major League Baseball team, or are they going to be active for the Brewers?
I thought they'd been pretty active. I mean, when blew that game.
In a positive way.
No, I mean, I think they're going to be active.
Don't trade somebody.
You're not going to see, I don't think you're going to see like a major trade. I think you're going to see what they've been doing and stuff. But I will say is, in the last week, with the moves they've made, they're not messing around. I mean, Bush comes in one game, bye-bye, he's gone. The guy that came in before him, they brought him up, Petonio, I think his name was, and he's gone. They did him yesterday or the day before, and he only came up for one spot. They're not really, I don't think they're messing around. Now, again, I don't know. Are you going to see Sal, the Sal kid from AAA, or, Keston? Sooner or later, I think you're going to have to see these guys. You can't have Rowdy sit in there and play. Miller cannot be your first baseman.
I was going to say, is Rowdy done? I'm not saying you're going to see him again, but in terms of being the kind of productive player that they're going to need the rest of the year, do you expect him, after he takes this time off to get healthy, is he going to provide the power? I mean, you're not expecting the average. You just wanted him to produce a little bit of power.
He's not doing either one of them.
Is Rowdy done? Because you like to say it. Oh, he's done.
Well, I like to say that it averages out. He had, for him, it was a good year last year, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was the top.
Yeah.
That was spectacular.
That's why he was in Milwaukee.
That's why he was in Milwaukee. I think that the averages are coming out, and I don't know if the Brewers have the time. When you're counting on that guy to hit 30-some home runs, I don't think they have the time to do that, to like try to work him into getting what they can out of him.
But at the same time, they got to, I mean, frankly, like the other day, a defensive play. You got to have a defensive first baseman who can make the short hop and save an error, because that was a...
Anderson, that wasn't a good throw either.
No, but at the same time, you need a first baseman to be
able to help. And he did yesterday. He helped Turing out on a double play. That was huge in that inning where the Cubs end up getting 2 runs. They would end up getting 3 runs if he doesn't make the play after that double play. So I'm not saying, I agree with you 100%. I just don't think you can have Miller play first base for the rest of the year.
I agree with that 100%. We got to take a timeout, come back, more Wisconsin sports talk with Paul Miklik. When we last talked, we were wondering how the Bucks would look. We now know what the numbers are. Maybe get a grade on free agency here for the Bucks coming up next. With Paul Miklik, I'm Chad Holmes, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. And again, last time we talked, NBA free agency was just getting underway. We talked about Chris Middleton opting out, becoming a free agent. Brooke Lopez was actually the bigger question mark for Milwaukee in terms of coming back. But in the end, like we talked about, Chris Middleton is back for 3 years, paid less for this coming year. So the Bucks saved a lot of money because they're over that threshold to get penalties. So basically did a solid, but he's also getting, I think, market value. And Brooke Lopez, I think they're paying him a little more than they wanted to, but they really had to find a way because Houston was showing a lot of interest.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to give two years, $40 million. So the Bucks had to go two for $48 million. But you know what? The reality, are you going to find somebody better? I mean, I don't think you are. I mean,
again,
that's just my...
You couldn't use the money anyways.
There was no money they had.
Right.
So you either got those guys or you got nobody. So I don't think, you know, just the money that he saved, you know, Middleton, I think it was like $9 or $10 million, was it cheaper, I think, this year, even though he still ends up, I mean.
He's still making good money.
Yeah, you remember we had this discussion
on
that?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for...
He's got a little security. The Bucks got a little savings. So, again, it's a win-win.
It is. And
if he stays healthy, there is risk because for both of them. Because you have now these, you know, 3-year contract and 2-year contract. If Middleton plays and performs and puts up the numbers he did in the playoffs, then it's, you know, you're getting your money's worth and then some. But if he only plays 30 games and is injury prone for the next 3 years, then it's, you know, not good. And same thing with Lopez. If he plays like he did last year, it's a deal at $24 million. I mean, you look at some of the other deals out there in the NBA, both those players, if they play at the level that you would hope and what they've proven they can, I think they're both deals for Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for... I don't think they had another option. I really don't. I mean, especially with Giannis and where his contract is to try to get this window. To be honest with you, if Middleton and Lopez play 30 games during the regular season and they make the playoffs, it's all going to be how they do in the playoffs. This doesn't... I mean, I don't think... This is about winning championships, I think, at this point in time. I don't think...
But if you don't... If those two guys combine for 60 games... It's not going to be easy. I mean, they're going to be a sixth seed. I mean, I understand. Yeah, Miami was an 8th seed and they made it to the NBA Finals. But at the same time, you don't want to have to go through Boston and Philadelphia and Miami. I mean, that's one of the things about the Bucks' defeat in the first round is they had set themselves up to avoid having to play either or Philadelphia or...
And they did that quite a few times and it hasn't worked out. I mean, I don't know.
Quite a few times. I mean, again,
in the last 5 years, or 6 years, I think it's happened 3 times. And they were number one seed 3 times. They didn't do it. So I don't know if that even matters anymore. When they won the championship, what seed were they? They weren't one. They were 3. So, I mean, you don't want to be a 60. I agree with that. But I'm just saying is that this is going to be based off of, and again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying this is a fact. This is going to be based off of if they win championships or not.
The Bucks did pick up a shooter, Malik Beasley. He was with the Lakers. He was with Minnesota, I think, in the past as well.
Yeah.
Really good 3-point shooter. Perhaps it looks like maybe then you can see, you know, Grayson Allen be a chip in a trade, perhaps, or somebody to
Colin Sexton, he'll be a Buck before it's all said and done. They need another point guard.
Yes, they do.
And my guess would be that they would have Beasley could be a starter even, and then you have Connaughton. You still have the wing over there, and now they signed yesterday AJ Green, who can shoot the three.
Everybody shoots the three now.
I mean, he shoots it well. I get you're right. Everybody does shoot it, but he shoots it well.
If you don't shoot the three, you're not going to have a job in the NBA,
no
matter how tall you are either.
Correct. I really think, and it was funny because when I was listening to you on the way over, you said that this is going to be basically a rewind kind of thing, that they're going to be kind of the same. And their starters, I agree.
Yeah, you're.
But their whole bench is going to be different.
You're right. And that was an area where they needed help.
Correct.
And I think, again, when we talk about Middleton and Lopez, the ability to have guys who can put it in the hole. I mean, Beasley's the guy who can put it in the hole. I mean, that's, again, when you have backups in there, sometimes that's the biggest concern, that do you have guys that not only can play some minutes, but also not have, you know, where 3 minutes go by and you have five possessions and it's been clank, clank, clank.
Correct. Correct. And I think that's going to be, they need guys, and maybe they'll keep, maybe they'll put content in that starting, because they won't need him to shoot as much and keep Beasley coming off the bench, because yeah, I think he was the highest 3-point percent off the bench in the NBA last year. So
yep.
I mean, so you're going to have somebody that needs a score with that second group, and Beasley probably will be that kind of guy. And then you throw Robin Lopez in, you get 15 minutes out of him as a backup. Marjan, I think, is going to be a key to this team. I think one of those two rookies defensively is going to come in there and play with that second group. So now basically your whole second group is a new group, I think, as long as you stay healthy. Again, you are 100% right. They're going to have trouble, because I think there's a bigger drop between their first guys and their second guys than there was last year.
And again, I think I do like what Horst has done here. I think that they are a better team if they get the point. Again, I think you're right. I think that's the hole that's kind of hanging out there right now, because again, Holiday's not a spring chicken either. That's one of the things that's really amazing when you look at these guys. They were all double digit veterans.
Yep.
That's the kind of, I mean, they're obviously very good, but there is a little concern, because for everybody, Father Time hits at some point. Giannis has a number of years left. Obviously, he started at, 17, so it's not, his 10-plus years are a little different. But Holiday feels like he's been around forever. I mean, he was in Philly back when it feels like I was in school.
Yes.
And of course, Lopez has been around forever, and Middleton is showing some tread as well. That's the thing that worries, that you hope that two of them don't hit the wall at the same time. That's again, that little bit of a worry, because they are really putting their chips in there with veteran players. And you're right about with Marjan Beauchamp. He needs to take a step forward, because even if he's not a huge offensive player, he's got that ability, I think, to be the kind of defensive player that Milwaukee will need.
Correct. And he could maybe be a shutdown, maybe be a Wes Matthew, a younger
guy that's been around forever.
Correct. And does a younger version of him that he can maybe, and I think he can score too. It'll be interesting to see, again, not that we really care about summer ball, but it will be interesting to see this afternoon. Does he take over? A guy like Marjan should kind of, I want to say, you hope that he dominates, right?
No, exactly.
I mean,
because, I mean, if you can't dominate there, you certainly aren't going to do it in November.
No. I mean, and they're, you can see that they're trying to get guys that are going to fit spots, that like that Taco, that 7'6" guy.
Right.
You know, they're looking to try to fill spots defensively. I think that's just my, especially with that second group.
Are you as big into the NBA Summer League as you are into the USFL and the XFL?
Well, they are guys that will be playing for the Bucks.
I know.
So I guess yes. I guess yeah.
Are you having a USFL withdrawal now after the championship game was?
You like make believe? I don't know. I'll be honest. I have no idea who played.
I don't know who won the championship yet. I just saw a story that their TV numbers were down despite your fandom. So
there's three people. Me, I watched the semifinals.
I have to. I mean. The only time I watched any spring football was I was flipping through. Actually, I was in Vegas. I got back. I was just laying there, and I'm flipping through, and it was like the last 30 seconds of one of those semifinal games that was tied.
Yes.
And it went to overtime, and I flipped off, and I didn't even watch the overtime.
Well, that's because you probably were going back to the casino and to play some more. That's that doesn't count.
I don't know. But, yeah. Well, all right. Well, we got to leave it right there. Good to be back. Good to see you again, and we'll get back together hopefully next week.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and good to have you back, and slow down the summer, all right?
There you go, exactly. Paul Miklik joining us each and every Friday. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
Be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes. cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:51. It is a Friday morning. Plenty of sunshine to start things off here in Wausau. Temperature standing at 60 degrees. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki. Talk about what we can expect weather-wise for the weekend in case you have any outdoor activities planned over Saturday and Sunday. Also coming up later today, make sure you keep tuned in here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. After my show ends at 10 o'clock, from 10 until noon, it's As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mantanare. And today, I will be a guest on the program in the second hour, be involved, I think, for the last half hour of the program. What Kristen and Jane do each and every Friday is they bring in somebody else from Civic Media, one of the other Civic Media talk show hosts, and talk about the news of the week, test a little bit. So I'm excited, but also a little bit nervous. I think it'll be just after 10:30, if I'm not mistaken. I have to double-check that. I should say just after 11:30, the final, I think, half hour of the program. So again, As Goes Wisconsin from noon, from 10 a.m. until noon here on Bow Falls Radio. And hopefully you've been able to check out the new schedule over the last few weeks. From 6 till 8, it remains Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Then, of course, I've been doing this now in the morning for the last month or so. Chad Holmes, 8 until 10 a.m. As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. And then from noon until 1, it is Town Call. It starts off with a complete information segment, news, weather, sports, and then for the last 45 minutes, it's basically your show. You bring in experts to talk about different issues, but also take your phone calls and a whole bunch more. That's Town Call from noon until 1 each weekday. From 1 until 3, Todd Alba Show. From 3 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. And then from 4 until 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And then from 6 until 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. So, again, once you turn on Bow Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network, do not turn it off. Keep it right here during the course of the morning, afternoon, and then evenings as well. And, again, I mentioned, get that Civic Media app. It really is so simple, and it's really a great opportunity not only to listen to previous episodes of this program, if there are programs around Civic Media in the state of Wisconsin that don't air on Bow Falls Radio, and you still have an interest in, say, Earl Ingram, great show that Earl has down in southeast Wisconsin, you can listen to that and other shows as a podcast. And also, of course, we have our high school sports play-by-play as part of the podcast as well, our previous broadcast of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon Sports. And we are just over a month away from the start of a new high school sports season. And as I mentioned previously as well, if you are a business owner that appreciates the fact that we are the only Wausau radio station that still provides high school play-by-play. Again, the only Wausau radio station that still does play-by-play of high school sports, and you appreciate the fact that we look at that as a public, not service, but a responsibility. Because, again, the Federal Communication Commission gives every radio station a license. And part of the deal to get a license is to provide local coverage, public coverage. And whether it's news coverage, whether it's weather coverage, whether it's providing information on community events, and also we look at it as providing high school sports coverage. And WXCO Radio, for more than 50 years, has been providing coverage of high school athletics here in central Wisconsin. But we can't do it unless we have the support from our advertisers. And last year was a bit short-handed when it came to our sponsorship of Wausau West and New McCathick, because the sale of the radio station occurred, the transfer came on August the 1st, and that was right before the start of the new high school season. And in everything that is done, and there's a lot that needs to be done when it comes to a sale of a radio station, we fell behind in terms of the advertising for West and Newman Sports. So now this summer, and they've started early, is to try to get the level that we need to continue, the level of broadcasts, the number of broadcasts. Well over 100 broadcasts of Wausau West, New McCathick, and Marathon Sports last year here on Bull Falls Radio. But if you are a business owner, a supporter of our high school sports broadcast, who would like to show that support by getting an advertising package, you got different advertising packages. So basically, a deal for whatever you would like to try and accomplish within your budget. And if you want more information in terms of high school sports sponsorship packages, give our Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio advertising team a call at 608-949-8989. Again, that's 608-949-8989, because, again, I appreciate all the businesses over the years that have been supporters of our broadcast. I can't do the games without the support of our terrific advertisers. So if you are somebody that does appreciate the fact that we do cover high school sports very significantly here on Bull Falls Radio and would like to show that support with an advertising package, again, if you make a call, it doesn't mean we're going to say, all right, you're in. No, it has to work for you as well. If you just want to get some information, and I would encourage you, again, I've had a chance to talk to our sales staff and really good guys, and they'll give you all the information you need. 608-949-8989. Again, 608-949-8989. Again, keep listening. We have those promotions during the course of our commercial break that also have that number and information as well. So again, if you just think about it, I would appreciate that. And looking forward to the start of another high school sports season on August the 18th. Yep, August the 18th, the opening night of high school football. We're going to take a quick break, have a CBS News update at the top of the hour. Brittany Merlot will be back with a Civic Media News update as well. And then at 9:06, we will be talking to our meteorologist from Weatherology, Jennifer Vuchiski. It is Friday morning. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.